Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt. I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, how's it going tonight?
Hello. It is going great. We're back recording. Welcome back. I am so excited to talk about your trip report. I cannot begin to tell you. I'm so thrilled to talk Disney. I love our trip reports.
I know. Yeah. Just talking about the trip is always like, I feel like sometimes it's a little more fun than being on the trip itself. Just kidding, of course. But yeah, it's always a blast just kind of reminiscing everything that happened.
Yeah, and it's keeping the fun and magic and stuff going. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Although I've talked about it in the past, I don't know about it on this show, but like anytime I come home from Disney, I actually do get like Disneyed out. Like mm-hmm. I'm usually all the time I'm like, okay, I gotta consume Disney, watch YouTube videos, like listen to the music. That's kind of what it is. But when I'm back, I kind of like, all right, chill for Disney for a bit, because I know a lot of people get like the Disney blues, but I feel like I'm the complete opposite. But
that's fair. I will say that's how I felt when I came back from working at Disney. I don't feel that way after my trips, because I always feel like I have two separate lives since I did live down there.
Yeah.
I immediately go back into feeling like I'm supposed to be there. And so when I come home, I'm like, was that just recent or was that my past life being a Disney local? So I completely black out that I literally just was at Disney, you know, a week ago or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It was usually when I'm at Disney, I always like make notes of like what I do, but you know, things are so busy. So I'll start by saying I started the daily check-ins. I did one. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I got to the Grand Floridian, I was just too busy. By the end of the night, I'm just wiped. I don't want to do it. And there wasn't really a good spot for me to go like record. Whereas like the first night I did it in like the Boulder Ridge villas. Mm-hmm. And there's actually like really nice kind of quieter areas. But at the Grand Floridian Villas, I didn't want to go to like the main building, and in our building, there was just the lobby anyway. So it was just too much. So I'm sorry I didn't continue with the daily check-ins. Posting, it was just too much. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just spend time with the family, got everyone here. We did that. But yeah, it was a blast. I'm having like what I was getting at was usually I write down what I do every single day. Mm-hmm. But I was just too lazy. I didn't do it.
I don't know that it's a lazy thing at all, honestly. Like, it means that's like a vacation that's going really well, right? You're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, yeah, don't apologize whatsoever. Like, that is something I've worked on the past few trips I've gone, is like, I'm trying so hard not to be so caught up in Instagram and mm-hmm. posting and everything that I lose sight of the actual magic that I'm experiencing. So
exactly,
props to you. As much as I desperately was literally checking every single day to see if you did the check-in, because I need to know how your trip went. Aside from that obsession, I can completely separate and be like, props to you. Super proud that you just lived in the moment. And that's I think what we need to do more often.
Media. Definitely. Yeah, don't get caught up posting. You'll just miss out on stuff. Like, one of the reasons I stopped, we were on our balcony at the, you know, we had the two-bedroom villa overlooking the lake. We had a good view of the Polynesian and all the boats coming, the ferry traffic. And I'm sitting there, you know, it was the whole family out there. We were just kind of taking a break. And I was creating Instagram story posts. And, you know, my daughter's out there. She loves the boats. She's like, we got her to say toot toot now. What do the boats say? She's like, toot toot. It's like really cute. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? After this, I'm not doing it. Because I'm like wasting just like time not seeing this. So yeah, that's when
good
I stopped.
Good for you. Good for you. And you still got the content to post later, so you're good.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll be seeing lots of that in the coming months. So
sweet.
Yeah. But well, let's get into it. But before that, we always got to talk about Park Snacker, which I've posted so much. I thought I posted everything, but I still have more to post, apparently.
Oh my gosh, so excited. That is also something I was stalking religiously to be like, oh my God, what is Matt eating?
That I kept up on because that was easier to do. Yeah. I don't really write reviews or anything, so I just like post ratings.
I loved it.
But yeah, so make sure you download Park Snacker. You can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on. browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, go to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, lots to discuss for the trip. So why don't we get into it? I know you have some questions for me. I'm going to do a quick overview. I put out the pre-trip report, but in case you did not listen to that, quick rundown. It was me, my wife, my 17-month-old daughter, who turned 17 months while we were there, my mom, and my sister. So there were four adults, one kid. We went from a Saturday to Saturday, September 17th to the 24th, and it was awesome. So, yay. Yeah, it was really good. So, Katie, where do you want to start today? Where would you like to start?
Let's start at the beginning. I know we talked in the pre-trip report of you, like, where you're staying and all that. But so where did you stay and what were your experiences there? Like, how did you love it? Did you anything cool happen? What were the resorts like and your experience at the resorts?
Yeah. So the first night we stayed at Boulder Ridge Villas in a one bedroom. And, you know, that's over at the Wilderness Lodge. And, you know, just going into the Wilderness Lodge, like, that's my place, as we all know. I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I was there. I'm like, oh, I wish I was here the entire trip. And, you know, there's just so many good things I could say about the Wilderness Lodge. I just love walking around it. Mm-hmm. Geyser Point is just still amazing.
How was the bison burger? I saw that you ate it.
Yeah, it was still very good. I like my burgers medium rare. It did come out a little bit more medium well, which I was like a little disappointed by, but I'm not going to complain. So still very good. I got excited because Disney had announced that the resorts were getting Halloween treats and drinks, and the Geyser Point was getting a margarita flight, like a Halloween margarita flight. So I was very surprised when I went there. It was like on the menu, and I'm like, yes, get me that. It was so good.
It looked fun.
Yeah, it was. They were all very good. The Black Magic was my favorite, but I think all of the different juices and mixes did not sit well with my stomach. Like, cause I was the only one that drank it. I drank all four of those glasses. Like, it was not a good feeling. But I got over it quickly and it was fine.
good. Yeah. I feel like that's probably just mixes and sugars and all that stuff that goes into
flights. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when we were at Geyser Point, we tried everything. When we were at Wilderness Lodge, we tried everything Geyser Point. We had the Whispering Canyon Cafe for breakfast the following morning. You know, we stopped at the Roaring Fork just to get some treats. You know, it was great. And I actually found out Boulder Ridge is about to go down for big refurbishment starting October 1st. I had no idea. So we stayed in it I think they're doing like a full refurbishment. So these rooms are like all pretty much original since they opened in like 2000. Mm-hmm. And the rooms are still like super nice. Like Copper Creek is the newer DVC, but Boulder Ridge was awesome. So that was the one night there. And I'm sure I'll have more stories to come along from that. And then the rest of the week, we stayed in a two-bedroom villa over at the Grand Floridian, which... you know, I saw some photos of the new, you know, the new rooms or the refreshments that they got recently. But it was like way nicer than I was anticipating. Like, they did a really good job. You know, I have not been back to the Grand Floridian since 1998. And it was like, you know, it was all the memories just like hit me. It was my second ever trip to Disney World. And just walking into the main lobby was just awesome. The two bedroom, I'm going to have a YouTube video of the room tour coming up soon. But man, it was gorgeous enough, you know, so much room for all of us. You know, the room with the two queen beds, it had two showers in it, which was awesome. Yeah, so it was great. We had, like I was saying before, it was an amazing view. It was perfect. My daughter just loved spending time out there. She loved watching the boats, even from the inside. She would always say toot toot. Like I said, you know, the boats going to the Polynesian, the ferry boats going by. The first night we had the most like incredible sunset. We can't see the sunset, but it still affected the clouds on our side, and like it was awesome.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I loved it, you know, and I think what was great about just being on the monorail itself, like I visited the Polynesian a lot. I went to the Contemporary a few times, which I'll talk about more a bit later, but you know, just being on that monorail line is, it's great.
So convenient, I'm sure.
yeah, super convenient. You know, getting to Epcot does take 45 minutes, which we've clocked. Ooh. You know, I clocked it twice in like pretty much 45 minutes on the dot from the Grand Floridian. Polynesian will be even a little bit longer. But yeah, it was great. Love both of them. So I'm sure, yeah, again, I'm going to have more things to say about them as we go along. So
nice. Very cool. Yeah, I'm super jealous. I've never stayed at Grand Floridian. I've walked in a few times and kind of explored the resort, like just like the main lobby area. But mm-hmm. I'm just so jealous. It sounds super, super perfect.
Yeah, yeah. We tried everything, you know, we could there. You know, Enchanted Rose, we went to Grand Floridian Cafe, Gasparilla Island Grill, we went to a bunch. And Citrico's, we went. 1900 Park Fair is still closed. Narcoossee's is being renovated, so we didn't get to do those. But yeah, all in all, it was great. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's move on, unless there's anything else to say about the resorts. So I know that you had a lot of just a lot of unknown about traveling with a toddler. Yeah. So I'd love to hear your experience of like what you learned literally in the airports and on the plane, and how did you get to and from the resorts from the airport, and how did that all go with having Cora with you?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, you know, we've been blessed with like just the easiest child, like, you know, maybe not later, but like, ever since she was been born, she's been like super easy to deal with. And I think it's also like she's just like so curious about everything. So she loves just like looking at things, and it makes it easier for her to like kind of like stay calm and like, you know, situations where you want her to stay calm. but you know, we did all of our prep for the flight. So, you know, we flew down there. It's just my wife and I. And we were very prepared. We traveled with her car seat. So in the plane, we had a car seat for her. She sat in the car seat the whole time. If you're bringing a car seat for a child to use on the plane, I highly recommend a car seat backpack. You can get them on Amazon. I was thinking I'd be the only one that like knew about that, but apparently, yeah, other dads do know about car seat backpacks. but like it was great. And you know, just get like a light, you know, make sure you get a light car seat, and then throw it on your back, and you're good to go. You know, we packed lots of snacks. I think the best thing my wife did was she got these cases that, you know, you could use for like arts and crafts to put like, they're like little beads, like you could put beads in them. Like these little cases that have these dividers, and she put all of her like snacks in them. So it made it like more fun to her to eat her like snacks on the plane. But also, you know, we don't give her too much TV time, but man, the tablet was just like the greatest
on a plane. It's different. You're allowed to have your tablet on a plane.
Yeah. The tablet just works wonders. And what I did was, because her car seat is backwards. So I like where the pillow, I guess you could say, on the headrest is, I just wrapped a rope around it. The tablet had a handle. It hung in front of her, and she just watched it, you know, for like two and a half hours the flight was. You know, she slept each way. She slept only 30 minutes. So 30 minutes there, and on the way home, she only slept 30 minutes, but great on the plane. Nice. And then I am so happy that we did the car rental.
Good.
I will never not go to Disney without a car again. This was like a life changer, especially with like kids, but not having to like worry about buses is like, I know it's like I know it can be a bigger expense. Now, you know, granted from my end, my company gives a ridiculous discount for car rentals. So I paid $400 the week for the minivan. I'll be honest with you, which is like dirt cheap, where mm-hmm. it usually should cost like $1,000. And because we're staying using DVC points, there's no hotel fee at either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know it, you know, might not be in everybody's budget, but if you can rent a car for cheap, like, oh my goodness, it just makes traveling so much easier. We ended up booking so many more restaurants, like quick table service restaurants at other resorts. So we were able to just drive and, you know, I definitely want to talk about those. It was just like great not relying on bus transportation or lifts. Like lifts could now cost you like just, you know, we did one lift and it was $30 just to get back to our resort from Epcot. So like I remember in 2019 we were at the Animal Kingdom Lodge and we just used lifts all the time. It was like, it just, you know, racked up the prices. Luckily we split shared it with other people, but anyways. So,
yeah, I am a super car rental convert the past few times we've had a rental car. And yeah. It just, I love the fact that Disney offers transportation and that definitely does help cut costs. But the flexibility having a car provides mm-hmm. is just so nice.
Yeah. Especially with kids, you could just pop them in the car seat, put them in the stroller, pump the AC and you're good to go. So thank God for the car rental. So that was good. But yeah, I mean, luckily, you know, and Cora in the parks, like, you know, quick story. We brought like, you know, we got a small stroller for her. We got a new one for her. You know, we bought a fan on Amazon, one of those fans that you could just connect. But unfortunately, like it just wasn't charging and it was just kind of broken. We ended up returning it because it was like broken. And we were using Instacart. So we used Instacart to get our food delivered to the resort. And, you know, there's actually just people that go shopping for you and then they drop it off. We were trying to get, it was a funny story. We were trying to get a new fan from Target. And the woman, she went to go look, but they were like, there was none left. So she ended up contacting us when she was at the resort. And she was like, hey, I just have a fan that I don't use that you can connect. Do you want mine? So this, the Instacart driver ended up giving us like a fan for her to use in the stroller. It was like, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
I know. Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. So, but you know, also another reason I'm bringing up Instacart is because we use that to get food in the resort. It was kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. It can get expensive. You know, I used to use Amazon Prime Now. Yeah. Which looks like Prime Now does not exist anymore because it's the app's not there. Because, it's not, I don't think, I looked for the app and it wasn't in the Google Play Store anymore.
Is that different from Amazon Fresh?
Maybe. Is Amazon Fresh a thing? I don't know.
I
have no idea.
Amazon Fresh is a thing. I don't know. I don't use it. But I know, I'm pretty sure when we stayed at Wilderness Lodge years ago, we did Amazon Fresh. Which might be the same as Prime Now. I don't know. It's not something I use typically.
I don't know either. But Instacart worked for us. A little expensive, but it's okay. So.
But worth it when you need groceries delivered.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah. So, before you ask her one question, I meant to talk about this at the top of the show, and I just slipped my mind. You know, first, you know, we lucked out with the weather. Yeah. I have to say. It was almost perfect. So, you know, right now, Disney World announced that it's closed Wednesday and Thursday because of the hurricane.
No good.
And, you know, hopefully everyone in that area is staying safe. Sorry I didn't mention this at the top of the show. I was just too excited about my trip report. but, you know, we were super, mostly just me. I was worried that we were going to get just downpoured on every day. We were prepping because the weeks leading up to our trip, it was torrential downpour, not even just like 30 minutes, but for like hours. like every day. Like it was coming down in like buckets. Like I was closely watching all this happen, and you know, even caused me late, the week before our trip, I went and got like a really nice waterproof jacket because I was like, well, I don't want the rain to like take away my vacation. And I even got like outdoor waterproof hiking sandals so that I can trek on the water if I need to. I actually just returned those because I'm like, well, I didn't need them. But when we got there, we all, you know, we flew in on Saturday and it was kind of rainy, but not too bad. After that, we barely got rained on, like at all. In the parks, never. Like there were thunderstorms, but they were like kind of all surrounding us. Like we were in Epcot waiting for, we were going to go do a world showcase and go watch Harmonious. And you saw like lightning storms all around us, but it was just moving the other way. So like we didn't get rained on at all. So I shouldn't say at all. The only times I got rained on was, we went to the pool and it wasn't even lightning. It was just kind of like, it just started raining, but we were in the pool. We're like, well, if as long as not, they didn't close it because it was just rain.
Yeah.
So we just kept going. And then, I was actually back at the resort. My mom and sister were in Animal Kingdom. They said they kind of lucked out, but they got a little bit of rain in Animal Kingdom in the afternoon. But otherwise like nothing, which was like ridiculous. So just
that never
being
happened.
Like, I know, just being there like a week where it was, torrential downpouring before, and then now there's like a hurricane that shuts down Disney World. Like those were like my biggest fears. We just got lucky. It's funny. I had my sister pick the dates because of her work schedule. I was like, hey, so it was either the week we did or the week before that. And she's like, oh, do the week that we chose. Cause it's easier on my schedule. So we chose that. So thankfully we went that week cause it was great. So
nice. Yeah, that's super, super lucky.
Yeah. So what else? What other questions you got?
Well, let's dig into your park days. So I know you had bought the park hopper and we're planning. I know you'd had like, you know, your plans to do each day. How did you stick to the plans? How did you deviate? And talk to me about your park days.
So the park hopper was unfortunately a waste of money.
Oh, no.
We didn't use it once. You know, we had all these like high hopes to use them. But you know, when it came down to it, with Cora, and my wife is allowing me to announce this, my wife is pregnant.
Yay!
Public knowledge. Yay. Public knowledge. Katie already
I've knew. Already known and I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went on this vacation. My wife was 13 weeks pregnant. Well, actually, when we got there, she was 12 weeks, and, you know, now she's 13. So because of that, my wife, my daughter, and I really only did the parks in the morning. There was only one day where there were 2 days, but I'll get there. But we mostly just did the parks in the morning, came back for like an afternoon nap. And like, it was just in that afternoon after my daughter's nap, we really didn't want to like go back to the parks. We found that what we really enjoyed was just doing a like 5 o'clock table service dinner. And you know, just kind of ending the night for the most part like that. My wife was kind of just drained by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, she was kind of, you know, she stayed back with the baby while the baby slept and such. She was very nice enough to let me go out and, you know, do things. But so that's why we didn't really get to park hop, because we really only did parks in the morning. So our first day was Epcot. So she was actually kind of tired that morning. So the three of us and my daughter went into Epcot on our own, and she ended up meeting Melissa, my wife, ended up meeting us there. So we were there for a few hours. We had dinner at Rose and Crown, which was awesome. And then, you know, we went back to the hotel room to go take a nap. Or did I? I can't even remember if I went back or not, but pretty sure I did. And then, you know, that night, my mom, my sister, and I, we saw Harmonious, which I'm not going to talk about nighttime entertainment now, but I want to talk to them about them later.
Sure.
So that was like, you know, that was kind of like the Epcot day. Like the Epcot was open till 11 o'clock that night because of the deluxe resort evening hours. So, you know, we saw Harmonious, did Guardians of the Galaxy, but we ended up like just kind of leaving after that anyways. So then Hollywood Studios. Now, I was only there in the morning. You know, we all went in the morning and then I left again, you know, with my family by like noon, like 11:30 noon, maybe. You know, we tried to get there at park opening so we can get, you know, take advantage of, you know, what we need to do. And then the Magic Kingdom day, same thing. Got there park opening, did tons of rides, ate at lunch at Be Our Guest. You know, I went back later that night to go watch Enchantment with the family. Met up with one of, you know, my Disney Instagram friends, Leanne. It was, you know, so nice finally meeting her. She's a huge park snacker fanatic. So, yay. So, yeah. So it was all, you know, it was my mom, my sister, her. We all kind of, well, I watched Harmonious with my family, then went on Space Mountain and then, you know, met up with Leanne after that. So went on a bunch of rides. And then Animal Kingdom, same thing. You know, went there in the morning, met up with my third cousin, which I just found out that's what he is. I want to talk about him. I want to talk about him later. But you know, he met up with us for a bit just for a ride and, you know, snack. And then, you know, those were the parks. Like we learned very quickly in the beginning of our trip that that's what's probably going to be happening for this trip, was just that we're going to be doing, you know, at least for me and my wife and core, just doing the mornings and that's it. What I learned is if we go back with kids, I am not doing Hollywood Studios and I'm not doing Epcot. They're just too big and there's just not enough for them to really do. Magic Kingdom, oh my God, there's so much for them to do, which we all knew this, but like finally we didn't go to Magic Kingdom until that Thursday. And it's like, wow, we should have just done this more, you know? But unfortunately with the, you know, the park pass reservations, like you can't. So it's like, that's what really, like, I think that's what really screwed us. Like, you know, I wish I could have maybe done Magic Kingdom like in the mornings and then parks like later on, that maybe the park hopper would have been better. But I think with the park pass reservations, it just kind of screws you up. So, yeah. But in general, those were kind of how we treated our park days. So I'll leave it there if you have any comments or questions.
No, I think that makes sense. And I think that's a really good thing that I don't think is shared often. Like, it is different when you're going with kids. Like when we went with my nieces and nephews back in February, like we didn't make it full days either. Like there were a couple days maybe, but by the end of the week, we were all done. So yeah, I think that's an important comment to make, you know, set your expectations and just realize what you're going to be able to get done and don't be too ambitious.
Yeah, I think, you know, I did so much planning going into this to make sure all parties, you know, my mom, my sister, my wife and core were going to be, you know, handled properly. But like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into until we were actually there. So. Yeah.
But it was, and you never know how your kid's going to react either. Like your kid might be a total champ and make it through the day and whatever. It depends on the kid's age and everything like that. Or it might be a normal kid who, shocker, gets tired halfway through from the overstimulation.
Yeah. No, luckily. Yeah. I mean, Cora is a trooper. Like she, you know, she, as long as we're moving in our stroller, she sits there. She does this thing where she folds her hands.
Oh my gosh.
You know, once we stop, she's like, all right, I got to get out. Let me like walk. So, but she's so good. You know, on the ride, she's really good as well. So, but yeah. Yeah.
What was her favorite ride?
So she didn't really like give any emotional reaction to any of the rides. Like none of them. It was always just, if you're on video right now, you could see, but it was always just like, kind of just staring, like looking around, like no, like there's no pointing or anything like that. She just, yeah, there wasn't really one that like stood out. You know, what she did love though, the pool, love the pool. And then the Grand Floridian has a, I wouldn't even call it a splash pad. Like a, it's a kind of like a big kid play area. Like she was definitely still a little bit too young for it, but you know, there's just in this play area, water is just splash. It's like, it's raining. It's just splashing on you all the time. And she was a little scared at first, but sooner or later, she just didn't care. She started going up steps, wanting to go down the slide. You know, we would help her down the slide. And, you know, getting her out of there, that was those were the biggest nightmares of the trip, because that's where traumatic. She's, like, screaming, crying. She's like, no, I don't want to leave. That's the only time she ever really gave, like, you know, a hissy fit, because, but she loved the pool area.
Awesome.
And honestly, like I said before, she loved watching the boats. She absolutely loved watching the boats. I'm like, I need a balcony every time, you know,
right?
With like boats in view. So, but you know, now that when she sees like pictures of boats or on the TV, she's always like toot toot. So yeah.
Perfect. How did she do like meeting characters? Did you guys do any character experiences? I know you went to a couple character meals. How did she react with all the characters?
So yeah, we didn't meet too many. So in Epcot, we met Anna and Elsa.
Of course.
It was a very short wait. It was only like 15 minutes. So I was like, hey, let's just, you know, let's go wait. And she like loved Anna. Right. Anna, who's the ice queen? Elsa, right?
No, Elsa's the ice queen. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
You're a girl, Dad. You need to know these things.
No, I knew. I can never remember. But no, I had it right. So if you've never been into that in Norway, in Epcot, they're split up. Like sometimes they're together and sometimes they're split up. I don't know if it's in the same location, but in this location, they're split up and you meet Anna first. And she loved Anna, like they were like talking and stuff like that. And, you know, Anna was so good with Cora. But by the time like it was time to leave Anna and then go around the corner to go meet Elsa, Cora's like, no, I don't want to. Like she was paying no mind to Elsa, like at all.
Oh, no.
She kept looking at Anna, and what they do is like Anna kind of like lingers, but like still is like watching like from the side, like, hey, like, you know, go meet my sister or whatever. But yeah, she loved that. My complaint though of that experience is they do not have the photo pass photographers mm-hmm. there. They have those photo boxes, which we didn't get like the best pictures from. Like Disney, just get rid of those boxes. Like what are you doing? Like, come on. Like, we all stood out as a family with Elsa, and they're just these really, like, zoomed out photos. It's like, I don't know. It was stupid. Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, but, you know, so Cora loved them. And then, oh my goodness, we got the best photos and videos of Cora at the Topolino's breakfast with the characters. Yeah. You know, it's Minnie, Mickey, Donald, and Daisy. And Cora just loved it. You know, at some points they'll stop like what's happening in the room. Then they'll do like a dance around the room, and Cora's, we return her chair and she's just like sits there and like claps. So she loved meeting the characters. So we got some really good photos and videos there. I think that's all she met though. Like when we were in the parks, it was, you know, we were doing rides and, mm-hmm. you know, we were only there for a short amount of time. So we honestly didn't really meet too many. So hopefully, you know, next time, now that I know, next time I'm going to, you know, change our game plans with how we do the parks and, nice. You know, figure it out.
Did you stay for the parade at Magic Kingdom? Did you see Festival of Fantasy?
No. We weren't there for the parade. No. So. Yeah.
Cool. Well, good. I know that's kind of a hit or miss with a lot of kids. Like, I know when we took my niece a couple years ago, she was not quite three. And yeah, she was having nothing of the character. She was just like, what is this giant thing? And she knows all of that. Like, she knows Mickey Mouse. Or she knew it. But she was just like, I'm not so sure about this. This is scary.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that Cora loved it. That's so heartwarming. Like, my heart feels so happy just knowing that. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're not as big into characters as, like, I am. I love meeting characters in those experiences. So warms my little heart.
Yeah, she loved it. So loved it.
Cool. All right. So I'm going to throw it back to you to choose. Do you want to talk restaurants that you ate at? Because you ate at a lot. Or do you want to talk like your favorite stories and highlights? Which one do you want to do next?
Let's do restaurants because I definitely want to talk about them in general. So like I said, I had made a bunch of reservations before we went, but, you know, we ended up booking, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I ended up booking three more reservations because that's how we wanted to do dining reservations. And, you know, there's still a lot of availability. You know, it's going to be very hard to get those like really popular restaurants. But what's great is, you know, they were all the three, one of them being at our resort. I actually did four. Three extra. What was great was just having the car to be able to go to the other resorts. So, you know, I told you we ate at Whisper and Canyon Cafe. Mm-hmm. Super fun, super good. You know,
Super fun for like the breakfast too, or do they kind of throw things more wild in the evenings? Because I've never been there for breakfast, but dinners are always super wild.
It was still like that. That for breakfast. Cool. Yeah.
Love that.
Like if you don't want to participate in it, you don't need to. Like we mm-hmm. like we want to catch up, but we were just like, we asked the waiter, like, hey, can we have ketchup on the down low? And
they're like, yes. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, it is
wild in there. All right, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So that was very good. I got this like spicy or pepper jack frittata, which was awesome. And then for dinner that night, we wanted to make sure we got to the restaurants at the Grand Floridian. So we did the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Nice.
Which first time being there, very good. I got this like shrimp, cheesy grit shrimp dish, which is super good. Then we also ate at the Gasparilla, you know, that's the quick service at the Grand Floridian. They just came out like a week before, like a new menu with like all these new sandwiches. I remember the Cubano I had. The Cubano was very good. You know, they had like some fun Halloween treats there. So if you're a Hocus Pocus fan, I got the, witch's cupcakes, where like the cupcakes have like the icing is like the hair of all three witches.
Cute.
And then the black flame candle cake, which is like candy corn on the inside. That was very good. And then Rose and Crown. So I had never eaten at Rose and Crown before. Well, first, I've never eaten at Grand Floridian Cafe. So that was a new experience. Then we also went to the Rose and Crown dining room. My mom told us that we did eat there when I was a young kid. I don't remember at all. But to me, that was like new going there. I just got like the shepherd's pie and the scotch egg. Oh my goodness. Do you know about the scotch egg?
I don't know about the scotch egg. I've never had Rose and Crown either.
Okay. So it's like a famous appetizer there. So it's a hard boiled egg wrapped inside sausage. And then it's like, I guess it's deep fried or fried of some sort. Oh my goodness. It is amazing. And then it comes with like some kind of sauce or whatever. Oh, delicious.
Nice.
So definitely recommend that. And then we also did the Hollywood Studios day. We decided to go to the boardwalk. So we went to Trattoria Al Forno. My wife and I, we really liked it. And we went in 2019 and, you know, had availability. So, you know, we went back because my mom also, I told you in the past, we were trying to get Beach Club. We didn't get it. So we were like, okay, well, we'll go to the boardwalk that night. Beautiful night. We walked around. We went to the Beach Club and Yacht Club and walked around. And the food there was just delicious. So, nice. So good. Yeah. I had like an oak grilled steak and it came with like some sauces. And one of my favorite drinks was there was the Molto Bene. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but it's an Italian margarita. It's literally the same kind of drink I make at home all the time, which is tequila, limoncello, agave syrup, lime, or agave nectar, and so good.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, we did the breakfast at Topolino's. You know, that breakfast was delicious. And what's cool about it is, like I was kind of mentioning a few weeks ago, I found out. So, like, you can get a main dish. So, you choose a main dish. And then as a side, you can choose like a smaller portion of the main dish. Oh, so for instance, I got a big portion of the sour cream waffles, and then another menu item was like a quiche. I got the quiche as like a, like my side, just to try something else. So it's interesting how that works there, but you know, super, super, super good. And then, the Riviera, being at the Riviera, that was first time visiting the resort. Beautiful, beautiful resort. It is, you know, being at that resort, it was kind of nice being smaller, you know, at the Grand Floridian. It's, I do like resorts that have like that,
like open layout, kind of.
Yeah, have like a big open layout. I do like that. But it is kind of nice when you walk around a resort and it's, you know, kind of small.
It's all right there.
Yeah, it's all right there.
It's not as confusing. You don't get lost as often.
Exactly, yeah. Raglan Road was definitely the most disappointing meal. I got like this brisket sandwich and it was just very dry, not very good. You know, we went for the entertainment and stuff. I wish we had a better view of the entertainment, but I'm happy there was entertainment. And Beer Guest. So I have not been to a Beer Guest restaurant in Magic Kingdom for a long time.
Okay. And I'm dying to hear about this because it's prefix for everything, right?
Prefix. It is, okay. You know, it is pricey. It's $62 a person. But it was very good. Okay. I got the filet mignon. It was excellent. French onion soup. Ooh, so good. The desserts were really good. Bread was really good. You know, I haven't been there in nine years, and this was fantastic. Very well done. Not my steak. The steak was medium rare, but the food was very, very well done.
It took me a second. Yeah. That's good to hear. So yeah. When I heard that they were just going to stop doing the quick service for breakfast and lunch, I got super annoyed because I don't typically do those, you know, table service formal meals. So I don't see myself trying this, but I love Be Our Guest. I mean, Belle's my favorite princess, the whole castle, the whole ballroom, everything, right? And I'm trying to talk myself into eventually doing this prefix meal because I keep hearing that it's so good. But I like quick service lunch. But I will say that French onion soup is hands down the best French onion soup I've had in my entire life. And I love French onion soup. Like, that was so good. Well, good. Yay. I'm glad that was cool. Worth the money? Worth it?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it was my sister's number one thing to do. She's a huge Beauty of the Beast fan. This is what she wanted to do. So we did it. I'm definitely not going to go back, like, anytime soon. Mm-hmm. You know, it is pricey and you're not really like meeting characters. Like the beast walks around, you're going for like the environment. Luckily we had an amazing table. We were like in the corner of the big ballroom. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I had my mom and my sister have like the really good view. So they see everything. And they, you know, they loved it. It was awesome. We had a really good table, but yeah, not something I would do. You know, I feel like I would recommend it if you have not been in a long time or if you've never done it and want to experience it. We all had really good meals. All of us were very happy, with, what we got. So
good. Very cool.
Yeah. And then the last two meals, so we ended up booking a Sanaa reservation.
Love it.
That one was just my wife and daughter and I, now, we went there in 2019 because we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We had not been there during the day. So, you know, we went at 5 o'clock when it first opened. And it was great because we got a table like right by the window. We saw the animals. The giraffes are eating right outside the window. Gosh. This crazy, I forget the name of the bird, but this bird was like coming right up to the window. And, It was a great experience. The food was great. We did not do the bread service. We wanted to try other things because like the bread service, you could really fill up. And I'm like, well, let's just, it's a lot of food. We didn't want to do it. So we tried other food there. I got this amazing braised beef and this like, it was kind of like this red kidney bean dish, which was fantastic. I can't remember the name of it. And, you know, I definitely had naan to eat all of it. So, I had the naan. Nice. So very good. You know, they have the walkway right outside so you can go around and see the animals. So my daughter loves seeing all the animals. It was just, you know, very chill, just fun experience. So that was good.
Love it.
Yeah. And then the very last meal of the trip was Citrico's. This was by far the best meal of the trip. Have you ever eaten at Citrico's before?
No. Far too fancy for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely a bit expensive. We got a lot of stuff, but it was definitely the most expensive meal of the trip. But it was so good. The food was just like on another level compared to like everything that we've eaten. Everywhere else, it was just absolutely fantastic. I got this, it was a guava barbecued sauce, like short rib, which was like, oof, amazing. They had this pork belly dish and this like plantain croquette thing. Oh my God. It's to die for. One of my new favorite drinks now, this like passion margarita, which was like passion fruit with like boba balls on top.
Love boba balls.
Yeah, it was it was fantastic. Such a great meal. And, you know, I think one of the tips I'd like to give is like, if you can go to a restaurant at like 5 o'clock when they first open, you always get like the best table.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, we had a great table at Trattoria Al Forno, over at Sanaa. We did Citrico's. We were in this like back room. We had this great window seat, and the windows, it was like a 180 view of like the Grand Floridian, mm-hmm. and it was gorgeous. They told us that they rethemed the entire restaurant, like a year or two ago. I can't remember what it wasn't that long ago. It was gorgeous in there. If I were to recommend a restaurant for, you know, if you're looking for like if you're looking to spend a little bit more money and, you know, get dressed up a little bit more, go to Citrico's. So good. We almost didn't do it. But we decided to kind of do it last minute. And it was so good.
Nice.
I'm happy that we had that as our last meal at the resort we were staying at. Fantastic. So.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Yeah. I want to eat at one of the fancier restaurants at some point. I think I just have to actually kick myself in the butt to be like, okay, you want to do this, go do this, because it sounds great. I'm a big foodie. And awesome.
I think if you just do like one a trip or something, you know, especially if you go pretty often, change it up a bit. You know, it's good. So
cool.
Yeah. So that was like the table service restaurants. And honestly, quick service, we didn't do too much of it. Gasparilla Island Grill, we went a lot. Like, I think I went there at least three times. I went to the Contemporary one day, the Contempo Cafe, you know, but otherwise, we, you know, nothing of real note to mention. So.
Did you make your way over to the Poly to go to Trader Sam's?
I went to go try the wait list twice. Mm. I knew if I wasn't going to get there, I'd just grab a drink at like the Tiki Terrace. The first time I went, it was an hour and a half waiting list. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then the second time I was like, okay, if it's an hour, I'll wait 3 hours. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, you literally have to get there an hour early just to get on the waiting list. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you grab one at the Tiki Terrace?
Yeah. So the good thing is, this is a fun story. The good thing is, the first time I went there, I grabbed a couple drinks, which was good. You know, I got some Dole Whip at the, I forget the name of the place over there where you can get Dole Whips, mm-hmm. but it's like right there. And then the second time I went, that was the 3 hour wait. I'm like, no, we grabbed a drink. It was just my mom and I that night. It was kind of late. It was like 8 or 9 or something. Grabbed a drink at the Tiki Terrace. So I was like, hey, you want to just go to the Steakhouse 71 Lounge over at the Contemporary? Because I was looking on Park Snacker and someone posted about this like cold brew bourbon drink over there. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go there. So we had a drink at Tiki Terrace, hopped on the monorail, went to the Steakhouse 71 Lounge, grab the drink, and, you know, it was pretty good. I was hoping it was a bit better, but it was still very good. But the icing on the cake, pun intended. So the bartender was like, "Oh, do you want any food?" And, you know, I was like, "Oh, unless you can get me the chocolate cake from the restaurant, I'll have that." He's like, "Yeah, we can do that." I'm like, So there is this chocolate cake at Steakhouse 71 in the restaurant that it's like 15 layers, you know, of cake and icing. And people have just been raving around. I still think it has like a
five. It literally has a five. Yeah, I did just look at that.
Yeah, I think it has a five. But how many ratings does it have right now?
Pulling it up now. It has a lot of ratings in every single
one. I think it has at least 10 ratings, which is, you know, pretty good on Park Snacker. Mm-hmm. But I was like, damn, I really got to try this chocolate cake. I am not big in the chocolate cake. I'm probably selling this high, but it was definitely one of the best chocolate cakes I've ever had. Super moist. It didn't feel overly rich at all. The icing was so good. My night was just made that I was able to get that chocolate cake.
Nice.
So
yeah.
One of the highlights.
10 ratings, all 5 stars. Okay. That's impressive. Yeah. We'll have to check the top 100 list because this has got to be up at that point.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So if you don't want to go to Steakhouse 71, just hop over to the lounge. There's plenty, you know, there's good amount of seating. Ask your bartender, see if you can get it. And I got it. It was so good. So
there you go. It looks amazing. And I'm not a big sweets, especially like chocolate cake fan, because it usually starts to get too old for me halfway through. But this one sounds amazing. And yes, on the top 100 list, it is number 15. It's getting there. And I think that's probably only because it only has 10 ratings and everything else has a lot more. But go eat that chocolate cake.
Definitely. So. All right. So why don't we get into some highlights, if that's cool with you?
Yeah, that's awesome. Reading through your little like snapshots in the notes here, I have questions. So please tell me your highlights. I know we've kind of talked about a couple of them, but go for it.
So first I want to talk about, I met he's my third cousin. I met him for the first time down there. We've been Facebook friends for like the longest time. But I found out, you know, not long ago that he is a chef at Victoria and Albert's, which is like big deal. He worked there in like the late 2000s. He came back up to New Jersey. And then one of the guys that he knew was like, "Hey, you want to come work down here?" And he's like, "Yes, let's do it." So he's now a chef over there. So we ended up meeting him one day. We walked over the entrance and, you know, it was awesome. So great meeting him. He ended up meeting us at Animal Kingdom one day. We went on the safari together. We got some lunch and then he had to go to work. So, you know, we got to, you know, hang out with him, get to know him a bit more. But then it was funny. One day we were in our room and we got sent to us a solid, I'll post the photo on Instagram eventually, but a solid Cinderella. A solid white chocolate Cinderella sculpture with six chocolate covered strawberries around it. And the hotel said that, the hotel sent this to you. So we had no idea like who it was from. And then in Animal Kingdom, we found out that it like, I told them to say that Chef Chris sent it, but so he sent it over to us.
That's so
which
sweet.
Was like super nice. Yeah. And then, you know, when we were at Citrico's, because, you know, Citrico's is right next door to Victoria and Albert, he came over and, you know, talked to him a bit more. And he was, like, super nice. He ended up talking to, like, whoever works at Citrico's. During our meals, all these extra side dishes came out. It was those side dishes were so good. all of them were just phenomenal. Nice. So it was, you know, so nice meeting him, and I can't wait to, you know, hopefully see him back up here in New Jersey or down there again. But that was like a big highlight, you know, meeting him. So I didn't understand how we were related, but I found out a while ago through Ancestry, we share the same great grandparents.
Okay.
So that makes him my third cousin. So
nice. That's so fun.
Yeah. Another fun highlight was also seeing my sister's emotional reaction to Flight of Passage.
Okay.
In a good way. She, like, when I went on it the first time, I cried because I'm a huge Avatar fan. I can't wait for the next one to come out. So is she. She's just as big as me. And I stepped off the ride. I'm sorry, Dorothy. I got to tell a story. She stepped off the ride. She's like bawling. She was so happy. Like, I'm like, yes, this is what I was hoping would happen. Like, if you're an Avatar fan and you go on this, like, it, you feel like you're flying. You're there. It gives you such an emotional reaction. So seeing that was great.
That's amazing. That's my favorite part of the ride, too. Like, I know I'm a little separated in this field here, but like, not as big of an Avatar fan, but I love watching people ride the ride because it is so emotional. Yeah. It is such a cool ride. Like, I can appreciate the ride itself. So my favorite thing is to literally just watch the people as they're riding it. So that's amazing. Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really fun. And then, okay, so I got to talk Harmonious and Enchantment.
Yes, yes, yes.
First, Harmonious. I thought the show was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was okay. The effects stuff, you know, with the barges are cool, but it is not worth having them out in Epcot all day long. Like, just seeing it again, it's just like, why? Like, you're just wasting such a nice view of Epcot. Like, now you have these ugly barges in the way. And like, the story just didn't do anything for me. It's just like, you know, it's just, you know, again, random songs, you know, singing in different languages, talking about the cultures or whatever. And like, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't know why World of Color, something so simple as like water screens, like that gives me more of a reaction than Harmonious. So yeah, just fine. I'm glad that it's going. Now, on the other end, Enchantment, I loved Enchantment. Yeah. So I think everyone's crazy for not liking this show.
Now, hold on. But let's be clear, though. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'll let you say what.
You saw the part with Walt's version, like with Walt in it. No?
I saw bits. I didn't watch the full video. I saw the bits and pieces of it. I never listened to it. I just saw like a few little things.
So experiencing that whole thing in person with Walt being a part of it, I think I haven't seen it, the new version at all, even in videos, but I feel like that's got to exponentially increase the value of it.
Oh, for sure. It was that additional intro was amazing. Now, you know, I want to talk spoilers real quick for Enchantment. If you want to fast forward, you can, but I don't know if this was part of the show or not before Walt was added, but there's a part. Did you see Enchantment? I don't remember.
I've seen Enchantment. I don't remember it because I didn't like it.
Okay, but then you can tell me if this is true. So there's a part where all these balloons fly up and Mickey Mouse is holding the balloon and he lands on the balcony. So that was part of the original show?
Like actual Mickey Mouse or just a visual of Mickey Mouse?
No, a visual. So the projection, balloons are floating up. Kind of they look like the balloons from up. Mm-hmm. But at the very end, Mickey Mouse is holding a balloon and he lands on the balcony of the castle.
Okay, I don't remember that part. I remember the balloons, but I don't remember Mickey.
Okay, so that after that, like I was like, oh, this is cool. Like it kind of sold me on the show. And as the story went on, I loved it because, you know, it kind of reminded me of like a movie where it's, you know, going, you're getting introduced to all the different characters in the show and, you know, all the good things about them. And then, you know, towards the end, all the bad stuff starts happening. So lightning's crashing. This is happening. This is happening. You know, things start getting angry, which I'm like, oh, this is dope. I love it. And then, you know, there's like the resolution at like the end where it's like, you know, happily ever after. No pun intended, but it was, I loved it. I thought it was so good. And maybe it's also because I was not a fan of Happily Ever After. Mm-hmm. I know it's like everyone loves that show. I didn't really care for it, but man, I love Enchantment and I'm going to be bummed that, you know, it sounds like it's going to be going, like it's going to be changing up for the next, you know, next year. So
yeah,
glad I saw it. Super awesome. And now I can listen to the music at home, which I'm excited about.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not opposed to Enchantment. I think it didn't have the emotional pull that I was looking for personally, but it does have a decent storyline, I guess. It captivates you through, and I'm sure with Walt's intro added to would, at least for me, I imagine would make the world of difference. So
yeah. Cool. Yeah, it was great seeing that intro.
So. Was Cora there when you guys watched it? How did she?
No. She was always in bed by like between 7 and 8 every night. We really kept her to her schedule.
Good.
And I think that's what just made the trip just way easier. So
very cool. Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we're running, you know, we're at about an hour. I want to get to something that I thought was disappointing real quick, and then we'll end on like more happier notes if you have other questions. So the thing I was most disappointed in was just merchandise in general.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably due to supply chain issues, but like all the resorts just had like no merch, like meaning like resort themed merch. So at the Wilderness Lodge, there's one small section with like Wilderness Lodge themed merch. There's no mugs. There's like a big stein, but I really wanted to get a mug. There was no mugs or whatever. I did end up buying a t-shirt that I liked there, but otherwise it's all 50th or, you know, all these other t-shirts that like Disney was trying to sell. Grand Floridian, the first store we went into, there's actually a bunch of merchandise shops. The first one we went into, there's no resort merch. I'm like, I asked the cast member, I'm like, is there any resort merch? They're like, oh, you'll find it at the one across the way over there. So we went in there. It was still like a teeny tiny amount. Luckily there was a little mug that I did like. I bought the mug there. It was like, it looked like three teacups stacked on top of each other, but it's like one mug. So, you know, I got that. But even walking in the Polynesian actually did have a bit more over there. But at the beach club, you know, nothing was over there. I'm trying to think. The biggest disappointment was I really wanted to get something from Animal Kingdom because that's my favorite park. So, you know, my wife and I, my, you know, Cora, we were walking out. There's the two shops on the side. I think I wrote it down here. The Riverside Depot and the Island Mercantile. Mm-hmm. I was in, I think, the Riverside Depot. If you're going out, it's on the left-hand side. But I went in there, and I'm looking, and, like, there is no Animal Kingdom merch in here at all. Like, there was none. And that's a big store.
Yeah.
And I asked, again, I asked the cast member, like, where's all the Animal Kingdom merch? And they're like, oh, across the street, you know, at the Island Mercantile. I walked in this tiny little section of just merch, like, I'm like, Disney, like, all they're doing is, like, I feel like they're just really trying to get rid of the 50th anniversary merch because mm-hmm. it's coming to an end. But then anywhere you go, you saw the same display of, like, t-shirts and merchandise, like, everywhere. One of them I actually really liked and I ended up buying in, like, Disney Springs. But, you know, it's just, like, the same shirts. Like, that was, like, a real big disappointment to me, so.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, many things didn't really disappoint me this trip. We had a good trip. So,
okay.
Yeah. Any, what other questions you got?
Bummer about merchandise. I think you make a good point about it. They're probably just trying to push 50th stuff before it ends. Cause it's over soon, right? No, it goes
end of March.
Until next March. So that's a bummer. And yeah, I guess as far as disappointing things go, like, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on your to-do list that you didn't get done. But I guess that's just probably fuel for your next trip, right? Was there anything that you were wishing to try to do? Honestly,
there wasn't any. The only things I wanted to do were watch the nighttime shows. Mm-hmm. And that was, I got that accomplished. I didn't really have a big to-do list because I was just trying to make sure everyone else was happy, mm-hmm. you know. Luckily, because I went in that short trip in June, I got everything I wanted to get done then.
Nice.
So.
Cool. All right. Well, you have a story in your notes here that literally just says blackout stairwell adventure. And I've been dying to know what this means. And I've been texting you about it. And I need to know. So tell me about your blackout stairwell adventure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's nothing, like, too crazy, but for, like, being in Disney, you're like, wow, this, I can't believe, like, this just happened. So, it was Epcot morning. It was me, my mom, my sister, and Cora leaving the room. When we left the room, the hallway was, like, pitch black. Now, we had electricity in our room, but there was like some power out in, you know, in the building. So as we walk out the room, we have like a pretty decent walk, you know, we're in the middle of the building. So we have to walk to, there's, you know, one side is the elevator. The other side is the stairwell. So we're walking towards the elevator. And at the end, there was a bellhop guy all the way down there. And as, you know, we just started walking, the lights did come back on. So like, oh, that was, you know, that was weird. So then we get to the elevators. We're waiting there with the bellhop. The power goes down again. And, you know, there's still some lights. And we were like, oh, geez, like, what the heck is happening? And the elevators, like, stopped working. So I'm I'm claustrophobic, and being trapped on an elevator is like one of my biggest fears. It's happened to me in the past. I've been trapped in an elevator for like an hour and a half with 23 other guys.
Oh God.
I think I told this story in the past, but I'm not going to get into it today, but I'm just happy we didn't get stuck in an elevator. So, you know, we were like, okay, well let's find the stairwell. We just wanted to make sure we took the stairwell closest to the lobby. So, you know, we went to the stairwell. The stairwell is pitch black. It was, you know, the stairwell just, it was, there were no lights whatsoever. And we were on the fourth floor, but the only way to get down was going down the stairwell. So it was totally blacked out in there. So, you know, we had the stroller, we had Cora, you know, so we had all this stuff packed in the stroller because we weren't planning on like folding it up because we were going to take the monorail. So what we did was we were like, well, we have to go down. And like Katie, when I say, like, if you close the door, pitch black.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. See, I'm scared of the dark. So that is my fear.
Yeah. Well, first I'm like, why aren't there any, like, why does Disney not have any emergency floodlights in here? What we ended up doing was I took Cora out. All of us just had we put our cell phones out with our flashlights on. And luckily that was bright enough to give us enough light. I carried Cora down the steps. My mom and sister carried the stroller down. Again, we were on the fourth floor, so we had to go all the way down. But it's like, I don't think this should be happening in Disney. You know, it's just, no floodlights. So I'm not one to complain, but I talked to, you know, one of the concierge people, and I let them know my experience. I'm like, you guys should really put, like, for safety reasons, like, if someone's going down there and they fall, you guys are in like, right. deep trouble.
Well, heck, safety is their first key. So it's crazy that they wouldn't have that.
I know. It was nuts. I'm like, I couldn't believe that there were just no lights there, which is nuts. So
I feel like that's a really good prompt for a new Disney horror book or a film or something. Yeah. Like, not Disney, but real Disney. Oh my gosh. Well, glad it wasn't more traumatic than that. That seems very traumatic to me.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was fine. So.
What did Cora think? Was she just like, eh, blah, blah, blah?
She just goes with the flow. She has no idea what's happening.
She's
so.
The coolest kid. Oh, my God. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that story and, pun intended, shedding light on this story.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, my gosh. All right, cool. Any other stories, highlights you want to talk to? Or otherwise, I have a couple.
Well, I see some of your questions. I just saw some of your questions down here. I'll talk about Genie Plus.
Yes.
We bought it every day of our trip. You know, I just hate waiting in lines. And if we can, like, not wait in, like, 2 70-minute lines, like, that's worth it for me. 100%. So, you know, for Animal Kingdom, 70-minute line for, you know, we didn't go to park opening for Animal Kingdom, but, you know, in the morning we kind of relaxed. I had a park hopper, or sorry, not park hopper, Genie Plus for Navi River Journey, and then a Lightning Lane for Flight of Passage within 15 minutes of each other. Got that done. No issues whatsoever. You know, Kilimanjaro Safari was a short wait. And, you know, got on, or sorry, not a short wait. It was a long wait. It was like 60 minutes. Got on that. I went home after that, but, you know, my mom and sister used it for, you know, Dino and stuff like that. To me, it's just all about what you want to spend. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked about in the past, we go once a year, if that, you know, now that we're having another child next year, we're not going next year. Most likely not. You know, we'll probably go back in 2024. So, like, I don't mind spending the money on it. I think it's worth it. Especially we only spent the individual Lightning Lanes on Flight of Passage, and then Rise of the Resistance. I couldn't think of the other big one. Yeah, Rise of the Resistance. So we did that, and then we got virtual queue for Guardians.
I was gonna say, you got on Guardians with virtual. Nice.
Yes. We found out about this. So we got a boarding group that was around like 1 o'clock. It was just going to be my sister and I. My mom gets motion sickness, and she wasn't sure if she wanted to do it. So she decided not to do it. Around like 12 o'clock, I saw, you know, in the app that you can actually add guests to the virtual queue.
Ooh.
So I saw that and I'm like, oh, mom, I can. Are you sure you don't want to do this? I can actually add you if you're, you know, you decided you wanted to do it. And she was like, yeah, you know what? Screw it. I'll do it.
I wish it
was probably me. I did not read the fine print, I guess, but it changed my virtual queue to 9 o'clock instead of like 1 p.m. Luckily, it still worked out. Like, it actually was fine because we did it after Harmonious. But yeah, just be prepared. If you try to add a guest for virtual queue, it's going to bump your boarding group. So just letting you know.
Okay. Yeah. Good tip.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have a question about the Magic Band Plus.
Yes. I know you're excited about getting those. How was it actually using it?
Listen, I only bought it because it lights up. I don't care about the statues. I don't care about the shows. I wanted it just because it lights up. It did exactly that. And it was great. And I loved it.
So. Did your ears work? The old light up ears work?
Oh, I ended up like not bringing them. Yeah. It was like at the last minute. I was like,
big and bulky. I get it.
They are. They are a nuisance to like bring. Like they're very annoying.
Got it. So, but so like, you didn't do any of the statue stuff with the Magic Band. Did you notice?
Oh, we did. Okay. Yeah. Like we started noticing our wrists were vibrating. We would do it, but like we didn't, you know, we didn't really do it that
much. How was like charging capabilities? Did you recharge it every night?
Oh yeah. Every trip I ever take anywhere, I bring a big like portable surge protector or outlet box. I can't think of the name. It's like a big outlet. It's like a big power strip, but you can plug stuff in, but it also has USB chargers on the side. So I plugged in 3 USB chargers for the Magic Bands every single night. My mom, my sister, and I, all of us, we knew to plug it in. We took it out the next morning and, you know, we were fine.
Easy peasy. Nice.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Cool.
Any other questions? I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I wanted to share. I'm sure that, you know, things are definitely going to come up in the next coming weeks. Mm-hmm. But any other questions from you?
Not really. I think we kind of touched on it before, but I wanted to kind of gauge, one, how the crowds were, and also, two, like, do you still feel like Disney's doing anything for the 50th, or is it kind of dulled out by now?
First, the crowds were, it was busy. It felt pretty busy. Like Hollywood Studios definitely felt the busiest. But we would always look at Magic Kingdom on the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Parties days. It was always dead. Mm-hmm. Like Space Mountain was at like a 5-minute wait, like all day long. So we kept thinking like, oh, let's try to get over to that park hop. It just never worked out. So it was, you know, it wasn't as low as it was in the past few weeks, but you know, to us, it was still manageable only because, you know, with Genie Plus, we had no issues with like lines or anything like that. And then does it feel like the 50th celebrations are still going on? Yes, because they are pushing the merchandise everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So yes, that is the only thing I can say about it. This is 100% a merchandise anniversary event, which is terrible.
It's so frustrating. So, Disney, do better.
I know. The castle's gorgeous though.
It is. Don't you love it? I do love the castle. One other thing I thought about too, like, so with your experience with getting a lot of dining reservations and Genie Plus and all that, like, did you see that the app was kind of working better? Because I feel like we've talked in the past, both of our experiences, like, the app has been sucking. Have you noticed the app doing better?
Yeah, I never had any issues with the app. None that are really coming to mind.
Okay. Genie Plus was easier to use this time around since you're used to it.
Genie Plus had no issues. Mm-hmm. Getting the individual lightning lanes was no issues. Virtual queue, I never had an issue. It could have been my user error, but I could have sworn that I selected my whole party, but it was like missing one. But luckily the cast members were really nice and, you know, it worked out fine. Actually, you just reminded me, the one thing I am disappointed about, when we were there in 2019, Disney used to have the Shop Disney Parks app. I forgot they got rid of it, which was like super disappointing because I really was hoping to get the Jim Shore Haunted Mansion organ player figure. I couldn't find, there was nowhere to be found. And all the places that I thought it would be, it wasn't there. So I was like super bummed because I actually went to a cast member one day. I'm like, hey, where's the portion in the app where you could like look for stuff in the parks? Like, oh yeah, we don't have that anymore. Like, Disney, you got to bring that back.
Yeah, that was so nice.
You have the mobile checkout now. Like, let me know. Like, let me find where products are in the parks. Like, that was great. And I wonder why they took it away. But
I know cast members can look up where things are, though. So maybe just talk to the cast members next time. But I don't know how much knowledge they really have either. I know they helped me find a pair of leggings at one point a couple years ago because I needed some leggings. Yeah.
But definitely a big tip though. Like if there's something you want, if you see it, grab it because you might not see it again. I actually wanted to bring it. We're on video right now. I wanted to bring the hat. But I bought that hat that had the ghost with the Mickey ears on it. Oh, yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's the cutest thing.
I love it so much.
I should have told you to get me one because I want one.
I would have too. If you wanted one, I definitely would have. My one complaint about it though, oh my goodness, it is not good in the heat. It I remember wearing it and it just like, it's really good at trapping the sweat. Once you take the hat off, the sweat just like rolls down my face. But yeah, anyways, gross. Great hat though. I love it.
It's super cute.
But I saw it at a store in the Contemporary and I did not see it anywhere else again. Like that was the only time I saw it, not even in the Emporium. I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it in World of Disney, which is crazy. That's the only time I ended up seeing it. If you see something, get it.
And another tip leading off of that, if you see something day one that you're like, this is my number one souvenir, and then you get to day four and you're like, oh crap, but this is my number one souvenir. You can return any Disney merchandise anywhere on property. Like if I buy something at Magic Kingdom, I can return it at Animal Kingdom. If I buy something at Animal Kingdom, I can return it at my resort.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can return any Disney thing anywhere on property. I don't know if this applies to Disney Springs because I just don't have enough experience with Springs. So keep Springs separately. But anything that you buy in the parks or the resorts, you can return anywhere. So.
Oh, good to know.
Fun fact, buy things right away. And if you need to return, return. But also don't return it because you deserve it and buy yourself some merch.
I guess the only thing I didn't talk about is just like things that I ate, like my favorite things. So I honestly didn't really snack that much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely had lots of cupcakes, which every cupcake is just so mediocre. It's just like they're fine.
I can't get on board with Disney's cupcakes. They're so cute and Instagrammable, but that's where it ends.
Yeah. See, so I didn't really get the snack in the parks too much just because with, you know, the baby, it's just too difficult. So that's why like meals were such a big thing for me this trip. Like that's what I really ate. But like, because at Gasparilla Island Grill, the Contempo Cafe, or I also went into the Captain Cook's at Polynesian, all their streets were just like cupcakes. So I'm like, I guess I'll just try them because I'm here. So yeah, all very mediocre.
Did you get any zebra domes from Animal Kingdom Lodge?
No, and you know what? We stopped in the market.
They have
because we were only in Kidani Village, and I didn't even think to look because they do have them there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Zebra domes are just next level.
You know what? I didn't even think about it.
If I could eat nothing but zebra domes for the rest of my life, I'd be a happy kitty.
My favorite drink, though, was one of my favorite drinks was at Sanaa. It was called the Painted Lemur.
Ooh.
It was just like rum type drink with like chocolate to make it look like a painted lemur. Oh my god, it was usually I'm not big on like chocolate type like alcoholic beverages, but I'm like, this was like amazing.
Nice.
It was so good. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, before we wrap it up, yeah, any other questions from you?
I mean, I think we pretty much covered it. I've loved hearing about this. Did you promote Park Snacker at all? Like, I know you're wearing your shirt a few days. Did you get any cool experiences with that? Promoting that?
No.
Well, hopefully people were scanning your QR code.
I kind of promote it, but not really.
Okay.
One other thing that was really cool. So I went to the Enchanted Rose, got this, you know, got a few drinks over there, but I got really excited because we went to the Enchanted Rose at Grand Floridian, sat down at a table, but I didn't really like the table we were sitting at. So I actually ended up getting up and got this better table that's like in the main bar room where like the chandelier mm-hmm. is with the Belle's dress. I sat at the table and I noticed next to me that there is a very famous Disney YouTuber next to me. So, I watch a lot of vlogs, but, you know, I know a lot of the audience knows. I got a lot of comments on it from my Instagram. But her name she goes by Molly McAwesome. She is from the YouTube channel Mammoth Club. She was formerly on the All Ears .net YouTube channel. But she was there with her husband, and I really hate interrupting people. Like, if they're, like, you know, famous or, like, you know, if they're well-known, I really hate, like, just interrupting them. Because they were with, like, friends, and I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. I was really hoping for them to leave, and then that's when I would be like, oh, hey, I just want to be a big fan. One guy did interrupt them, which, you know, whatever. But we were there for a while. We ended up leaving. I'm like, all right, I got to say something. So I... You know, like, hey, I'm a really big fan. Her husband is now in the new YouTube channel. So I was like, yeah, I'm becoming a bigger fan of yours now. And, you know, it was really nice meeting them. And then one of my other favorite YouTube channel is Resort TV One. Mm-hmm. They live stream. They're definitely by far the best live streaming Disney park YouTubers. So if you're like, you know, if you need to get your Disney fix, watch their live stream. They have a very good quality live stream. They're run by brother and sister Josh and Jenna. And you know, I was so happy because the last night, Friday, they always go out to the parks Friday night. They were monorail hopping that night, and we were eating dinner at Citrico's. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So after dinner, I just checked the YouTube feed to see where they were. It was like serendipity.
Oh my gosh.
We were walking back to the villas. They were walking directly into the entrance. So I'm like, oh my God, we're going to like converge like at the same time. So I ended up, you know, introducing myself. I am on the live stream. So if you go to the, you know, Friday night, live stream, you can find me in there, but I'm on the live stream.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so we actually, Park Snacker sponsored them like back in April and May. So we got a lot of users from them. So it was nice. That was the biggest plug that we had. So because we've only emailed back and forth through each other. We're like, hey, I'm Matt from like Park Snacker. And they're like, that's awesome. So like we were chatting for like 5 minutes. So
nice. Yeah. So cool. But,
yeah, that was really fun. That was fun. So, but I think that might do it for tonight. If you have any other any other questions.
This is great. I've loved hearing about it. I've been waiting to talk to you. I know we were supposed to record last night and then we changed it tonight too. So I'm like so glad to finally hear about your trip. And I'm so glad that it was a great, awesome, memorable trip for you.
Yeah, it was really good. We learned so much from this vacation, from like just traveling with kids. Like I mean, everyone's so different from each other, but like parents are crazy. Sorry, if you're a parent that's like this, I don't mean to offend you, but I just can't understand how parents are having their young kids they're literally screaming because they're tired and they're going to watch Enchantment at like 9 o'clock. It's like, I can't imagine. We kept court, like, this is just us. We kept her on a schedule. But anyway, this was just a very big learning experience. And, you know, I can't wait to do that on the next trip, because honestly, our next trip will probably be 2024. I'll probably make it a week long, but I might just do 2 days in the parks and just like spend the rest of the time at like the resort, eat and like just chill and relax. So, cause Cora did not care about the rides. All she wanted to do was the pool. So it's like, you know, that's that.
Hey,
so
there is definitely something to be said about Disney staycations. So yeah, just being at the resorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the last thing. Oh, yeah. One of the first nights at the Grand Flair, we watched the fireworks for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at the dock. So we did that.
Amazing.
Yeah. 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 They piped in the music. So
cool.
But that's it. I think that's it. And definitely I already have other things in my head that I know I didn't mention, which we'll definitely talk about in the future.
Perfect. So. Yes. Continuous trip report forever.
Yeah. For sure. Well, Katie, this is, you know, this has been so much fun. You know, we'll definitely talk about the news next week. I just hope everyone stays safe from the hurricane, because it is, as we were recording, it is just, you know, hitting Florida now. So we'll definitely be talking about all the news of what happened next week. You know, Disney is going to be closed Wednesday and Thursday. MCO is closing down Wednesday morning, which is, you know, as you know, today. Just everyone stay safe out there.
So
Katie, where can we find you?
You guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at Magically Mootsy, and then I'm also on Park Snacker at Magically Mootsy.
Yeah, so check us out on Instagram, Park Snacker. Check me out on Park Snacker app, at Park Snacker, Matt. Well, that is a lot of Park Snackers.
Tongue twister.
If you're not downloading the app, make sure you do so. Go to parksnacker.com to download the app. While you're there, check out our merch store. We have a lot. We have a lot of merch up there, T-shirts and stuff. I'm going to be getting back into doing more designs soon. Very excited about that. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel already, you know, we have a video feed of this, so you can see Katie and I on the video feed. I really should write this down. I'm always thinking from memory. I'm always too lazy.
One of these days you'll remember everything. But
I know. Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
social media,
Twitter, all the social medias. We're all there. So, support us in any way you can. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're not already, you can listen on any major podcast platform. So, all right, Katie, until next time, I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.